Thinking about the whole of a Gothic cathedral is a daunting undertaking. There are several points of view one can take to analyze these great forms. One way to look at them is from a structural perspective, thinking about the engineering logic embodied in those sublime places, like the 19th century theorist Viollet-le-Duc. One can also analyze these buildings through the lens of the visual arts rather than the science of statics. The role of the line as an aesthetic element is significant in the way that the lines of the columns, piers, colonnettes, pilasters, and rib vaults continuously carry the eye along the articulated surfaces. The stained glass narratives, ornately carved surfaces, and overall composition of the sacred halls are some of the many facets we'll look at. Another way to view these structures is as symbolic entities. The light, like the line, represents the sacred nature of the place inside the church, separate from the profane setting, whether urban or pastoral.